It may have started with the Easter Bunny or St. Nicholas, even more ridiculous, the Tooth Fairy, for they were forced to recite the pledge, Hail Mary, one nation under God. Why up? Don't question, son, you're burning hell. Pay attention to the lies that were told to tell. Teacher teaches us Columbus was a hero. He stole lands, he stole lives of so-called Indians, from the Tainos to the Africans. Respect Thomas Jefferson? He molested Sally Hemings, and now they say Reagan was a great man. The godfather of crack baby? Denying of the eighth plate? I ran fast as I could to the library to find out they treat the books I read. These lies got me surrounded to the war on truth. Ain't it on me? It started with that first lie of truth.
Lies. It's all lies. Everything they say.
Lies. They keep telling lies again every day.
Welcome to Vocal Profiling Live on BBS Radio. We are broadcasting. Join us at bbsradio.com. We're on station 2 tonight. Beth, that's funky music. What's that?
That's Remo Conscious with Lies, obviously, title song from their new album. Very politically driven. If you keep listening, the third verse is nothing about but Bush. So, and it just graduates that way. The second one talks about the hormones and the chemicals and how our foods are poisoning us. Very good song. So I suggest you listen to it if you can handle that type of music. It's a good song.
Talked about Thomas Jefferson molesting somebody. Did he get away with that? Or
of course.
So they all do it. Okay. This is Vocal Profiling Live. We're up on screen behind me. I'm Sherry. This is Beth. And we're going to be with you for the next hour to talk about
Blagojevich.
I could pronounce it before the show. Blagojevich. That mess in Illinois is from our very honest governor. Not. We're also going to be talking about sex. Vocal profiling, corruption, sex, Viagra, sex, InterSense software, sex, knowing ourselves, sex. And some interesting mail and requests, and sounds like it's going to be a great and diverse show.
About sex.
Because Beth asked for this last week, and also Cassie, producer over here in the corner, she's the one that asked us about Blagojevich. And Cassie, could you talk to us a little closer to the mic? What did you want to know about Blagojevich?
Well, I actually was wondering if when Roland Burris said I didn't accept any money because I don't have the money. I didn't have the money to get the seat. So I wanted to know whether or not Roland Burris is lying about that,
or if he offers money.
Yeah, we don't have exactly that answer.
Well, they haven't come out with that in the news anyway.
No, I think they still have it.
They still have it. Yeah.
We have to have a recording of it.
Well, how's that going to work out if they find out that he did offer money and now he's sitting in the Senate?
I think it's like they said that it could be a conditional, like there is a conditional seating, and then later on in the Blagojevich findings, they can conditionally unseat him. I guess.
So it's reversible.
I think
or non-reversible, depending on their...
I think they could reverse whatever they wanted to reverse. It's not going to make much difference, right?
True.
And Ben is with us again. Ben is one of the interns from... No, you're not an intern. You're doing your dissertation on us and what's happening. So your final project for graduation. We've had a lot of interns with us in the film department and alternative health and sports medicine. So a lot of them come through here. We are sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. I think I have a picture here. There we are, the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. We are coming to you from the third floor of studio. Here we love our old creaky building with its wonderful wooden floors. And
we're on the other side of the building now.
We are?
Yeah. Well, we're on that side, right?
Well, this is our orange doors.
But we're up here facing...
Oh, right now we're up here on the third floor.
Yeah, that's where we are right now.
Just so you can get a picture of where we are.
Exactly.
You know, this show being sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and about vocal profiling has turned into a great way to teach people about this nano program, this InnerSense software that we're giving away. Hundreds of people a day are downloading this software, and we're getting lots of feedback. We've got some letters we want to look at today and read of things that people have sent back. And for those of you, some of you are saying, I downloaded the program, but I don't know how to use it. Where there's a manual, just write to us at radio at vocal profiling here, or that's easiest, or this class at vocal profiling, and you can get in touch with us. We'll get you the manual, and there is a free class. We want everyone to have this InnerSense software because we think it's important that people begin know what's really them. Do you think you know yourself?
No.
You know, I asked several people, in preparation for the show, I asked several people, would you rather know more about yourself or more about other people? And one person I asked said, well, I know everything there is to know about me. Do you ever believe that? Well, those people are laughing over here.
It was a man.
He said, I know all about me. That person is either in denial or just doesn't want anybody to really see them.
Yeah.
I think the more you know about yourself, the more you realize you don't know. And I like to know about other people, too. Like when people call here and they're talking to me or we're negotiating a contract or something, I'll just kind of stick on the computer and watch what's going on. And you can tell when they get to something that they're not quite sure about or when they're absolutely fibbing. So people could use this program to check on that. And we're going to look tonight, too, about they could check on their sex partner. I don't think you can see this very well. I should have changed this from turquoise to something darker. But this is nanovoice.org. That's where you can download the free software and the class, or you can also go to NutraSound, N-U-T-R-A, sounds, it's plural, NutraSounds.com. A lot of stuff there, a lot of free videos, a lot of them Ben has done, and charts that we show you, flyers, posters, schedules, videos that people can download. It is wonderful that people want to know about themselves. What do you think is going to happen to the world when we can check everybody and you can't lie anymore?
It's going to fall apart.
Immediately.
Because then we can't lie our way out of
things. You have a significant other, Josh.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys lie to each other?
I wouldn't call it lying. Sometimes I don't tell him when his outfits don't match very well or...
Is that a man thing, or...?
It's a self-confidence thing. He doesn't take criticism very well. He's very sensitive, I guess. I don't want to make him sound like a pansy, because he's not at all. But he is kind of sensitive.
Very handsome.
He shaved the other day. He had a little bit of a beard. Thank you. He is very handsome. And he shaved his face and it made him look a lot younger. And he still looks handsome, and that's what I told him. I didn't say, honey, it makes you look 14. I said, still look good.
That's true. You know, one time my husband came out of the bedroom wearing a suit. He was going to a funeral, and the tie didn't quite match. And I said, are you really going to wear that suit and that tie together? And he said, you, Miss Frump of 1969, going to tell me how to dress? You know, he had to bite back at me, but he never, ever wore that suit and that tie again together. So he did pay attention, but he had to deny me at the same time.
It's a confidence, like I said, a self-esteem thing, I think.
And that's something that you can look at. Mm-hmm. Cassie and I were talking before the show, and she said she just came up to the computer here and did a lot of talking about what she was doing in class and what was going on, and she said... And when I talked about teaching, and Cassie teaches a script writing, at the university, and she said, my whole chart filled up with all the different colors all the way across. That's a good thing. But to be a teacher, you need to be a multitasker. And the more your chart is filled up, the more you're able to reach out to other people. But if you want to focus on one tiny thing, like getting something absolutely done or one little problem, and the whole chart fills up, that means you can't focus on that.
Right.
So that's how it's topic specific. But for those of you who want to catch us on YouTube, it's YOUTUBE.com. And you cut these down, don't you, Ben? We do this just for an hour. You cut them down to about what?
7 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes.
Just the interesting stuff?
Yeah, I find like a little bit of it, kind of edit it to the basics, I guess.
Okay. And if we got something really, really interesting, you could do two. Like, you could...
I did a two-parter once. This was over 10 minutes. Part one.
With this Gavoyevich, that would be one interesting part. Nice stuff about that, and then all the sex stuff at the end.
The sex could make two.
The sex by itself. Did you see it? Did you see what I said? The other thing is we're going to be on Ustream the whole hour. You put that up on Ustream casting? Just U, the letter U, like YouTube is a little different while U, but Ustream is just U. Stream, like, water, trickling water, .tv/sound-health-hour. And if you really want to see just the nitty-gritty stuff, go to YouTube. We think it's very, very important that people know themselves and they have a tool to look at that and to see, okay, I want this job or this job. Because on this show, we invite you guys to call in and we can do your stuff on the air. We want to get through the PowerPoint first and show you what we have prepared, and then you'll be able to call in. We put the number up here for you to call in, 740-698-0670. We may not be able to take your call right away, but we'll try to get to it. And if we don't get to it, call the office. We don't have that number.
No, no, no. We'll have to put that up there.
But it's 698-9119.
Oh, it's right there. It's under.
It's under.
Oh, yeah.
Series,
that's true.
Right here, 698-9119. So we can do this on the phone as well if you want to call in. I think that's all the information. Oh, don't call us on your cell phone. It's just a ratty connection and it won't give us good information. And be prepared. Don't be asking us to wait for you so you can write something down. Go to the archives of BBS. BBSradio.com. Go to our show, Sherry Edwards, and just look at the archives.
Yeah, all this information is there as well, all the contact information.
Yeah. Okay. We are doing this, providing this InnerSense software for free, because we believe that whoever controls health controls you. And whoever controls your emotion controls you. Whoever controls your direction controls you. And with this program, you can talk right to the program. You were going to do compatibilities for you and Josh. Did you get that?
Josh backed out.
He doesn't want anybody to know about it.
He doesn't want anyone on the radio to hear what your assessment may be.
Sometimes when we have these shows, people won't call in because they don't want people to know us.
Well, because he knows you and you know him and he doesn't want... I don't think it's the audience because they don't know him. It's that what you might find out and what you might reveal to me. He's afraid of you. So.
You know, I don't keep it. It just floats right on through. But sometimes I think people don't call because they don't want people to know. You know, give us a fake name.
Yeah, don't tell us who you are. It's fun.
We don't know, and there's no caller ID on our phone, so not here anyway, so we'll never know. Okay, so we're going to look at this in terms of your health. And any of you want more information, you can go to our journal. It's the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology, JBAB, because that's the serious stuff. If you want to do the fun stuff, that's what we do on Vocal Profiling Live. And Don lets us do this, and we're happy. And this is the program that we're giving away, the nanovoice.org. You know, somebody's been bombing our site again and again and again. Just for fun, or they really don't want you guys to have this information. I don't know why, but I don't even know how to feel about that. Them bombing this place.
It's unusual.
Well, it's just like people who do viruses. They just think that's funny, tear up somebody else's computer.
They
or is it the government? Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, when you do the nanovoice, it gives you this chart. And it looks at the frequencies of your voice, divides them into notes, a C, C sharp, D, D sharp, and so forth. You're going to learn a little bit about more about that. This is one that we did for James Gandolfini. We looked at it before when we were talking about BioDiet, which is a big program that we're going to put together again and do another surge of that. But we're able to tell that carnitine, an amino acid, is not working well in his chart, and there is a much more of a problem than just his weight. He has a serious heart issue. If anybody knows him, let him know that. I just want to give you an example of what we can do, and it's much more than this. It's 4 or 5 pages of information. So that's what it looks like. We could also do personality things. This is Kirstie Alley. You know this stuff about people getting fat and losing weight and gaining weight, and Kirstie Alley's one of them. Oprah's one of them. Delta Burke's one of them. It's more than just willpower. So we can take their vocal prints, and we can look at it, and a serious vocal print, and we can find out why they're having issues with weight. Now, people, I don't like to talk about that much because I'm overweight. But if people have seen me last year, my face like this and belly like this, I could put a plate on my belly and eat off of it. So I'm doing okay. So those of you who want to judge me at my size now, that's okay. No, it isn't okay, but, you know, I can't stop it. So we're going to look at each of these notes in terms of how many or how much of a note. This is a lot in the blue here and the green. And we're going to look at not only how much as compared to the other colors. These are very tiny. We're going to look at how much, and we're going to look at the color. That blue is emotional. Green is like a farmer type. They do things as they plan it. And I'm going over this again for those of you who've been with us. Bear with me. We have new people coming in and listening all the time. The yellow is mental, like a lawyer, and the red is spontaneous, reactive, kind of like a fireman. And that's up here. We can send you this chart if you'd like. So we're going to talk a little bit about a vocal print. I didn't give you this wave file to play.
It's on your stick.
Can we play it on there?
I don't know. We can try.
I think it's on, it's a WAV file. So you do escape here.
There we go.
And,
this, because you resaved it, didn't you? You
yes.
Can't be able to play.
I had to resave it. I didn't have that program.
The real fire. Yeah, that's what a lot of the videos are in.
I need to go to a computer here. It's only a couple minutes long, but it really...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's it or not. It really puts it into perspective, no, about what you're going to hear. Movable F. I should have given this to Kathy to key up on her board so we could hear it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being here. I won't be that long. Let me say to begin with that the House's action today was, of course, not a surprise. It was a foregone conclusion. In fact, what the House did today, they've been talking about doing for the last couple of years. In fact, the first discussion of doing what they did today, they started talking about back in the summer of 2007 when they failed to pass a budget and we were facing a government shutdown, and I was calling the House in the special session to try to work to get a budget so we can keep government operating. So this is not something that came as a complete surprise to me. It happened kind of fast, but again, kind of expected and part of the process that has essentially been the dynamic in Illinois since I was reelected governor in November of 2006. From the very moment of my reelection, I've been engaged in a struggle with the House to try to get things done for people. I've worked very hard and continue to keep pushing and prodding the House to pass a capital construction program, a public works program, a jobs program, one that would create anywhere from 500,000 to 750,000 jobs. The House has stood in the way of letting that happen.
Okay, when you listen to that, what do you hear? In his
voice. I can't say it on the radio.
Uh-oh.
Or am I allowed to say words like that?
Don says we can say whatever we want.
Bullshit.
I hear...
When he says taking care of the people, it means him and his wife.
I hear defensiveness. I hear justification. I hear obfuscation. Talking about this thing, but going over here and talking about something else. And blame. Mm-hmm. That was the governor of Illinois that's just been arrested today. He was impeached and he wouldn't leave, so they arrested him. Beth, what are some of the other things that is going on with him? I have some headlines here. What is he actually being charged with?
He's being charged with trying to sell the Senate seat, with trying...
This is Obama's vacated seat. Okay?
Obama's vacated Senate seat. With trying to sell a road program that he was trying to get higher bids for so that he could have extra funding for himself personally.
Kickbacks?
Yeah, kickbacks. And those, a lot of the things he were involved with were kickbacks. He was trying to get government jobs for people who could assure him and his wife positions once he was out of office that earned a certain type of income that he felt they needed to survive because apparently they're in debt.
Are most politicians that way and he just got caught?
I think probably.
Well, here are some of the...
I think there's probably a lot of that going on behind closed doors, more than people realize. I mean...
Here's a couple of the headlines. Legovovich gets $80,000 from road builders.
Mm-hmm.
There was something filed on December 9th, a federal complaint that he alleged to make a trade for official actions for campaign money and high-paying jobs at this point, and this was December, to await a Senate trial on removal from office for his wrongdoing. FBI, this is today, FBI arrests Governor Rod Blagojevich. He was seeking to benefit financially from his appointment of a successor to the U.S. Senate seat that was vacated by President-elect Barack Obama. He tried to sell the seat.
On eBay. Right?
Oh,
wasn't it on eBay?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
One newscast said it on eBay. Not that he actually put it on eBay, but that's the discussion over the phone that he had. Was how high it would go on eBay. But to me, that seems he would have to be smarter than that, I would think.
Is there a law that says he can't sell that seat?
For personal funding?
Oh, the money went to him, not
yeah,
to the state.
Yeah, the money went to him.
He was also arrested with his top aide, John Harris, for public corruption. That's an interesting one. Governor Blagojevich arrested in Obama's successor probe that he brazenly conspired to sell or trade the U.S. Senate seat left vacant by President-elect Obama to the highest bidder. Now, who would think that they had to make a law like that? Who thinks somebody would think about selling it? Illinois Governor Blagojevich taken into custody. Would you like to know the truth? What he really felt? Now, he was saying that this is some kind of personal vendetta. Did you hear that? They've been trying.
But they've got it out for him.
Yeah. So one of the things that he said, he's going to fight every step of the way. I don't know how he's going to fight from prison. And he said the first discussion was, well, you heard what he said. What I did was take that whole stuff and I put it in a file and I put it as a composite. And if you want to know what somebody thinks about an entire conversation, record their conversation, and you can get a very general view. Now, I would think this would come up emotional or mental, wouldn't you think? Justification is mental stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would think there'd be a lot of yellow here.
Like he thought out his argument.
Yeah. What quest came up? Green. Remember what green means?
Plan before action, right?
Plan before action. So did he plan on making that statement? This is about even. And look at his highest notes here are emotional planning and spiritually carrying something out. A and A sharp are management. That's a spiritual number. But there was a plan here in place. This has been looked at for a long time. He planned to do this. The next one there is emotion. There's a lot of emotion tied to this. Now, this is the whole composite speech. The next piece of it, oh, this is just showing you, reminding you, for those people who didn't catch it the first time, blue is emotional, green is do it with planning, yellow is think, and red is response. So there it is. What is his composite? He planned it. He planned the speech. He planned the whole thing. It wasn't any spontaneous thing that he did. This is in the planning stages all along with an emotional bent to it. But you said he made some kind of plan where he and his wife could get money down the road once he wasn't governor anymore. So he's had this in mind for a long time.
Since his campaign, a lot of it had to do with campaign contributions too, I think.
And remember that the highest note there was A sharp. And remember the stuff about lying that we've said all along, weeks all along. Let's look at his A sharp and E. A sharp and E, about equal. That's what you tell when people are lying. He's not lying. He really believes that.
Mm-hmm.
He really has this people are out to get me kind of thing. That's a little freaky for a governor. He looks very young in his picture. Here it is where he's saying that people are out to get him. I took one little piece of it. They've been trying this for a long time. I'm the good guy. They've been trying to get me since I've been fighting for the people. Where's his energy? Remember, you've been
more going on A and A sharp, but C is really high and
C is really high. Remember the chart, and you can get this right on our site, or we'll send it to you. C is ego. Mental, yellow, mental ego. What's he protecting here? Well, he's saying, I can do it. I did it for the purpose of the people, and somebody else is trying to stop me. Emotions. Look at the emotions in this thing. Look at his spontaneous denial. And A sharp is about spirituality, one, and it's about planning your resources. So lots of emotion. Look at his A blue and A sharp red. So I'm going to do this and it's going to be emotional. I don't know that he wants it to be emotional. He tried to keep it pretty calm and just do some blaming stuff going on. But really his ego is incredibly involved in a very mental, protective way here. But he is very emotionally involved in this, even though his statements were, people are out to get me when I'm trying to do something good. This shows that it's personal. Very personal with a lot of that B. Now look at this. I said B, but I meant blue. Look at the B. B is how you deal with other people, how you support other people, how you be empathetic to other people. Now, is he emotionally empathetic to other people? The B is very, very small, isn't it? As compared to this very high spontaneous. I'm going to do something spontaneous with very little emotion. So he hasn't thought this through, how anybody else can be supported here but himself. That's a plan that's higher than normal, but his plan is all emotional in support of protecting his ego here. And there's a big division in left and right brains. his right brain is all emotional. Remember that C and F is left brain logic and what should be, and then F sharp and B, all of the emotional stuff. So he has this right brain spontaneous emotion. This is the kind of person, if you really push him, they'll start kicking and screaming and attacking, and I'm not going to talk about that. Nobody who's responsible is going to say to you, we're just not talking about that. There's no use talking about that. They don't consider that you have a need to talk about it. I'm not going to be caught up in that. I'm not going to be juvenile enough to bring that up. It's just a protection mode. They want to see themselves perfect. You know, where is this stuff that says we have to be perfect? Are we seeing that from TV or superheroes or books or just something we attain to be this perfect person?
It is something expected in general.
Are we trained to that when we're very young? A good boy does this. Mm-hmm. If you were a perfect person, you'd have every color and they'd be even all the way across.
I bet you'd be really boring.
And it's good that I'm not that in any of mine.
Isn't it our differences that makes us exciting people? So this guy is protecting himself. He's not doing this for the people. That was a big fat lie. It's mostly emotional. He really doesn't have a good way of getting out of it. He doesn't have a plan except something that's emotional. So is he guilty?
I would say he is. But I can't say on this voice print. I go by what I've heard and statements I've heard. The day before that he was first arrested, the day before the charges came out on public television, he said, well, let him wiretap me, that's fine. Because apparently somebody had blown the whistle. And then the next day he was charged because they'd been wiretapping him all.
Well, if he said, let me wiretap him, that's fine. I'd like to see that on the print and see if that was an emotional
It's probably on the Internet, most of his statements are.
Who was the wrestler in Montana that governorship? Jesse.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
But he got out of politics because he said it's more fake than wrestling. Isn't that incredible that somebody on the inside...
Ventura.
Thank you over there. So he got out because it's more fake than wrestling? That's incredible. How can we have faith in people when the people who get elected to go in there say this is totally a farce?
Mm-hmm.
And bad election machines and all that. I don't know why. I don't feel this election was as rigged as the last one. But I still don't have much faith in what's going on. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
What's happening. And by the way, I just heard that Charisse Pimpinko is going to be singing at Obama's inauguration. If you have not heard Charisse Pimpinko sing, go to YouTube and look at Charisse. C-H-A-R-I-C-E, Charisse. It looks like Charisse. It's just Charisse, and she's been on Oprah Winfrey's show. When this kid sings, and she's like 15 years old, chills happen. You cry. You can see the audience crying. Even though it's not a sad song, it's just her exuberance and love of singing, and she sings with her soul. I think she's Filipino. Very good choice to be singing at the inauguration. I think you get a chance to catch it. Okay. When we're looking at this note, way too high, too much ego, too much mental ego, too much emotional planning, not balanced. This is about balance here, about physical results and management. But his management is red, meaning it's spontaneous. Too much here, spontaneous, not enough planning, certainly not enough support for other people. You can't see that, can you? This is his report. If we change this to black, you might be able to see it. And it was black before we started. Can you see that now? This is things... Now, we just pushed a few buttons. We took this print, took a few your buttons, and this is what it says. Others see you as having leadership potential, but they resent you for the same reason. Could this be some kind of trumped-up thing, and they just want to get rid of him?
Possibly. I've never heard any of the wiretaps, but...
Well, have you ever heard that Thomas Jefferson is a horrible person? That song just said he molested somebody, he got away with it. Look at what happened with Clinton. Are they just trying to get rid of the good people? Your highest note is associated with the expression of self-power. Now, I didn't have to interpret that. You could have just punched a button and read it. Your highest note is associated with internal self-awareness. He probably knows he really messed up. That's probably why I ended up losing it. Ideas come to you at odd moments. Structure is not required for you to be comfortable. It's red. You don't always express your sense of confusion to the appropriate person. There's one of these that says your concept of right or wrong doesn't jive with the law.
Right.
You work well with others and often put in a leadership position. Bring spirit to interaction. Here's one. You can easily be distracted from carrying out your plans by a more exciting prospect. That would be red in his chart. Look at this. You wish someone could understand you without demanding a lot of conversation. Do you see that in him when he was talking? That he really doesn't want to be questioned or have to explain himself? I thought that was pretty neat. I'll go to the next one here. This one is where he was talking specifically about he didn't do it. That he was trying to do good for the people. Oh, that's the same one.
I think it is the same one.
Let me go to the next one.
I think because you're clicking in the button. There we go.
This one is, if you ever had a lie to see justice done, you would do it because your sense of justice does not always jive with the law. So from what you're saying, he probably thinks he has every right to sell Obama's seat. If he wanted to sell Obama's seat, why does he get the money personally?
Wow.
I can see it if it went back to the pot to help the poor people or something. Okay, you can be fuzzy about your physical face. It needs to satisfy no one but you. I get that about him. He satisfies himself. But do you really blame him for trying to get money for himself? I mean, people do that under the table all the time. He just got caught. And I'm not defending him. I think what he did was wrong. But I think it happens and people just don't get caught up in it. When somebody's calling you and trying to talk you into something, keep this little nano voice right by your phone. You can record their voice on Audacity, AUDACITY.com. Record the conversation as it's going on. Cut yourself out of it and put it on the nano voice because you can import a WAV file there really quickly. And just look at what they're really trying to tell you. You probably will not get caught up as much.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you want to say, were you really at home last night? You weren't out? So we're going to get to that about the sex stuff pretty soon. I thought this was neat. Your wish for the best sometimes leads to statement of hope and to the statement of fact. When you read his entire print, you get the idea that this is somebody who looks and feels charismatic, but at the same time is very emotionally not solid. So this is the kind of thing that you can do. We want to look at the amount of the notes, remember? Oh. That when you're doing this, 500 is the norm, 42 is the normal. So this is about average. If it's low, they have too little of that trait, and if it's too much, they have too much. Too little ego, normal ego, too much. And use those charts to look at this and be able to see it. And not only the amount, but the color. Okay. We have some, we're going to go to another subject. We have some letters. Well, first, this really neat letter about classes and stuff. I find this work to be very interesting, and I'm ecstatic about having the chance to work with program, I especially like the chance and the ability to learn about non-medical methods of vocal profiling. I've always known that I was meant to help people. I have always had this incredibly strong desire to make a real difference in the world, and I feel that working, learning, and growing and using this program will have a positive impact on the purpose of my life and my purpose for being alive. Isn't that neat? This little teeny nano program that we gave away for free, and people think it's free, it's no good. It's having incredible impact on people's lives. And you can do it privately in your own home. We don't ask you for your email address. We don't ask you for anything. Here's the program. It's yours. Use it. Here's a free class. Now, we do have to have your email address to invite you to the class. But where I see this going, have you ever watched Star Trek? When anything they wanted, any movie, anything was right available, and they go to this whole thing, Earl Grey tea, hot. Captain Picard.
Yeah.
And everything was there available for them. And I think the Ferengi represent the us as humanity, stingy, hoarding, money-grubbing, get over on each other kind of crap. And I think Star Trek shows us a new kind of world. And my world about giving something away is the first. I hope other people follow this in giving stuff away. I've seen Wayne Dyer giving away books and really good people giving away things that they thought that people could really benefit and help their lives. And one of the things I've often said is, I want to be rich enough to give away anything I want to give away. And we've given away thousands and thousands and thousands of these programs. And if we're going to sell them, it'd be a couple $100. So I think I'm rich because I just gave away $400,000. That's awesome. That's awesome to think about. I like that. Okay, another letter, and this is signed John Doe. Beth mentioned last week that she wanted to talk about sex on the show. So do I. I want to know the notes and frequencies associated with Viagra. Can you show that on the show and how to sport sexy ladies? I think maybe you mean spot sexy ladies. Sport them. Does that mean to square them around someplace?
Probably.
And it's signed John Doe. I thought maybe it was signed John because prostitutes' customers are called John. We try to look up how that happened. How the idea that a prostitute customer, because he wants to talk about sex, is called a John. But I want to know something. When somebody wants to talk about sex, what kind of sex are they talking about? Physical sex? Bonding sex? Permanent relationship sex? Spontaneous sex? Emotional sex? Long-term planning sex? What do they really want? When you talk about sex, is it just, physical fulfillment?
That has a lot to do with it.
But
the surrounding has a lot to do with it as well.
But
there
more.
Should be physical fulfillment within whatever situation.
But you want more?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've kind of gotten the idea that guys can just go have sex and have no emotional attachment. And women, most women, don't understand that. Most women don't go that direction. So remember, we're going to look at color and the amount. So we're going to start with a clean slate here. Can you click on that? Maybe that'll show up more. Yeah. Emotional sex would be blue. Long-term commitment sex would be green. Spontaneous sex would show up red. And mental sex, yellow. Can you have mental sex? Just mess with somebody's head.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start out here with a clean slate. This is.
Do you have to have somebody else have mental sex? I'm a writer. I have sex in my mind all the time.
Oh, like having a fantasy about
yeah.
it so you could write about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. In fact, in the book I'm writing now, my writer writes sex scenes and then takes them out. Because he only writes them for his pleasure. He doesn't want other people to read them. That's exactly what I do, and that's why I'm making
it. Does Josh know that?
No! He wouldn't read my book. It's too disturbing for him.
Okay. This is what the chart might look like, among other things, because I had to fake this. I couldn't find people that would talk to me about high sexual arousal. If you're going to take a vocal print and you want high sexual arousal, I mean, that's pretty disturbing in the middle of this. Hey, can you give me the print? So I had to fake it here and put this up.
That's okay, honey. We fake it all the time. That's normal.
So this is what high male spontaneous hormone-driven sexual partner would look like. They would just have very, very high F and F sharp, and it would be red if you just wanted spontaneous sex.
Okay.
If it was green, that'd be a totally different story, because that would mean high sex for a purpose. But male sexuality is F and F sharp.
Hmm.
So if that's what you want, you know, wherever you're going to pick up your guy, just take your little vocal print along and a little computer. Hey, we're going to do a little game here.
Oh, and I have a statistic on that. I looked up a few statistics because I got excited about the sex show. Let's see. 54% of men think about sex several times a day as opposed to only 19% of women. And men have an average, according to a study done by the New York Times, men have an average of 7 female sex partners within their life, whereas women have an average of 4 male sex partners. Now, that's just, you know, heterosexual when you look.
And talking to men about this, they're more turned on by looks, but women are more turned on by gestures,
yes,
and talking and a movie. Mm-hmm. But we're also turned on by hormones, both of them.
Yeah.
I think that's what I asked about Viagra.
I had a professor in college who had a Viagra clock on her wall.
What is a Viagra clock?
It was a big clock that said Viagra.
What did the hand like?
Don't ask.
Okay.
She was a highly unusual professor. I really liked her.
Okay, this is a male that would want a lot of sex for a purpose. So this would be a kind of a loyal guy who would demand a lot of sex.
So that's what I would want my fiancé to look like.
Well, I don't know if you want that. Weight's past normal.
Mm-hmm.
But look, there's blue in here. That's also the bonding stuff. But we had a man come in. He had peripheral neuropathy. We had him come into the clinic, and he couldn't feel his fingers and feet. He was there just to have that fixed. He sits down. I'm in across a window, a bar, and his wife is standing behind him. And the first thing he asked me was, can you give me for the frequency for Viagra? He's asking me that. And she's behind him going, oh. And she's mouthing this, no, no. Now that is a clumsy, bad, non-producing partner.
Yeah, apparently he didn't know what to do with it when he did have it.
Think about this. Because we've got a program called the Sex Factor that can test some of this stuff, that we looked some of it up. And we talk to people. I have never met a woman yet who would refuse a man who is any good in bed. So when you get refused, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But this little blue thing, and it should be more blue, but bonding, the bonding chemicals are blue. So that'd be a nice husband material there. But he might demand more sex than you want to put out. What do we have next? Oh, this is the women's sex.
That looks so low.
It is, well, kind of medium. But if this was red, the woman would be very spontaneous, but not very often. So it's blue here. It's emotional, but it's about average. So if you want a woman that won't demand a lot of sex, that's kind of what it should look like as you're going on here. Here's the woman who would be about very spontaneous. I said it was red. I wouldn't want a lot of sex going on. What about that woman? Female sexuality is C and C sharp. There are women out there who just want sex to have sex. You'd have red here. No, we need to build some little handheld thing so that you can just sit here in the bar or church bazaar or wherever it is and just talk to people and just
wherever you pick them up at.
Watch what's going on. Yeah. But you've got to make up your own mind. What do you want? Do you just want companion sex, spontaneous sex, commitment sex? What, do you want to get involved emotionally? Do you not? So before you can go out and find the person to meet your needs, you've got to see what your needs are. Well, have you ever been driving in a car with Josh, and there'll be some good-looking thing on the street, and they'll go, you know, and just almost break their neck trying to watch him? And it's some young, cute little thing with perky boobs and
no hips.
Yeah. Have you ever seen old men do it?
Oh, a lot.
What do you think the old men would do if he ever got a hold of it? Wouldn't know how to handle it.
That's the sad thing. He probably wants it more, and that's probably why. Been a lot longer since he's had a piece like that than, you know.
But they don't pay attention.
Speak freely.
I was at this.
Kathy's okay.
I was
there with her blushes.
I was at this restaurant one time, and there was a man sitting here, older man, probably mid-50s or older, and here's another guy sitting there. And a waitress approaches from behind, and this older guy tries to pick her up. And she just really thinks he's an old buck, and he doesn't get it. He doesn't pay attention. I'm over here. And so when she leaves and he turns back to the table, she turns around and looks at me and goes, if you're going to be flirting like that, pay attention to the response. Don't just keep pushing. Not unless you want to handle what you're going to get.
Like a slap in the face. Or a knee in the groin. Whatever comes flying first,
oh,
I guess.
Well, some people say people wear sexy clothes, they ask for it. You know, it's kind of changed at this point where it used to be. If you wore something kind of you thought was sexy, it's your fault for getting raped. So rape is really not about sex. It's about control and power.
About power, yeah.
If you want a woman that is very loyal and will give to you emotionally incredibly, but will allow you to run all over her, you want somebody, a woman that has high F, that's a quality in women that will give and give and give and give to their partner. Put their partner first, and it usually is green. Spontaneous works well too. Don't get a yellow here, because they'll demand things. But the D is about self-approval, and her self-approval is emotional. I shouldn't have given people this power. You could...
Now I'm going to ask you to do my voice for it to see what kind of girlfriend I have.
We'll do that. If we have some time to see him, we'll do it.
I don't have to tell him, so...
9:50, right?
It's 9:50? Oh, I got to hurry. What's the next one here? Was that the next one?
No, I think that one.
This one. You guys want a loyal, commitment, family man? This is, among other things, what your chart might look like. The marrying kind. Be sure. High, spontaneous, loyal. This is a loyal man. Be sharp, loyal. Normal sex drive. Won't be asking you to put out too much more often than you want. But look, G and G sharp. Very good provider. Is that what you want in your man? So G and G sharp is a good provider, more than normal. And the note of B, the bonding. So for women, this would be a good vocal print for the guy that the marrying kind, help you take care of your children, won't go out on you. Unless the C sharp is very high, and then they are such a sap for any kind of compliment. Somebody compliments them about something, and they just become the lapdog, and they'll do anything for that person. Go fix their garage door when your furnace is falling through the floor. This one you don't want. This is for males or females, blue, emotional, high ego. This is a high-maintenance ego person. So stay away from high, blue, notes of C, C equals ego. Go back to those charts. Download that chart. give us a call or write to us at radio@vocalprofiling.com, and we'll try to get that to you. Here's another one. Now, from all we've been teaching here, you see high maintenance, but this is somebody who needs. Their needs always come first. D is needs. They'll fill yours, but they want theirs filled. They can be passive-aggressive. They expect reciprocation in sex or anything else. So that high D-sharp here, you better be prepared to give more than you get. You're gritting your teeth there.
That might be me.
And you're
if
not
I do good for him, I expect it every time. And I'm highly upset if it's not. That might be me.
What is this? I think this is the last one. This is about Viagra, where somebody was asking about Viagra. Viagra has a active ingredient, and they wanted to know the frequency. Can you give me the frequencies of Viagra and expect a lot? Well, we do have something called the sex factor, a little tone box that helps enhance pleasure, but it's not the frequencies of Viagra. It's actually the frequencies of nitric oxide, which is what Viagra interferes with, so that there's a lot more torpor, stiffness in the penis. If you want to put yourself in the mood, men, Viagra is a note of A sharp. So you might want to go out and get some music in the notes of A sharp, and it'll kind of turn your stuff on.
So would A sharp be like Barry White? Or
I don't know. I don't know of any music.
Maybe Marvin Gaye?
Don't know. You can go to your local music library and look. And they can take that little Nano Voice program, and they can play music, and they can see what notes it's in.
Huh.
If they want to do that. So I think that's the last one, Beth, and you said, no, here's one more. Women who choose men who have this broad shoulder and angular jaw and this really taut belly, the frequencies that belong to these muscles also are frequencies of shades of sex hormones. So the women who are young and choose their mate for testosterone, strong mate, strong protector, they're going to choose that physique. Women who choose their mate for bonding choose men with a little bit.
Huh.
So this is for the good seed, and the other is for a lasting relationship.
He's making the babies, and the other one's taking care of them.
Exactly.
That's a terrible thing to say.
But that's what happens. Aren't second marriages a lot more successful?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to my first one yet.
Let's look. Do we have
one
banana?
One more minute.
9:56. Okay, you guys will get to see what Beth looks like on here. Here you go.
Okay.
You're going to talk about your love life? You're Josh. Okay.
Do I have to get specific with...
We're not going to interpret it anyway. They're going to from what they see. We're going to go out with this.
Okay. Ready. Okay. I'll talk about when I met Josh. I met Josh in a bar. My cousin invited me to his ex-fiance's birthday party. And I show up, and she grabs my hand and says, "You have to meet this guy. You have to meet this guy. He's the greatest guy any of us have ever met." So I met Josh. And here we are, about 7 months, 6 months away from getting married. He is wonderful.
It's 5:02.
And
she thinks he's a sexy guy.
Gosh, why am I always yellow?
Are we going out with music or talking about Beth?
I always have yellow and I never have other colors.
Are you too mental about it?
I don't know.
Let's talk about one of your sex scenes from your book.
Oh.
And see what happens. I guess we'll have to do it off the air because our time is up. Thank you for joining us. Let us know how you feel about the program. Send us more of your comments. Sign up for class, radio@vocalprofiling. Watch us on YouTube. Watch us on Ustream. We're very happy that you were with us. We would have hated to talk to an empty room.
Nope. Pretty good. How about? Got cancer, got a sick class seat, and you're looking for answers and why we're supposed to have the need to protect us. You're mad, cows and milk and love's all the way to the bank. From cell phones to pharmaceuticals, children's boards, vaccinations, and carry training.